Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Question: did the Chiefs ever play a playoff game on the Monday night game?
I don't think they did.
Why do I feel like they had?
Because they've screwed us with everything else over the years. I just assumed that we played a Monday night playoff game at some point, but I don't think that we did. I don't think that we did, because Dusty in the break goes, why are we doing this Monday night playoff game, right? Why not three on Saturday and three on Sunday? And that's the way that I am. I'm with Dusty 100% on this one. I think it's stupid to have a Monday night playoff game. It really is, and I hate to use like this lame term, if you will, but it is a strategic disadvantage to the team that wins that Monday night game. The team that they are playing, potentially, guys, could have played Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, they could have played Saturday. And so that team now has two full more days of rest, two full more days of preparation, two more full days to get ready than that team that's playing on Monday night, not Monday at noon. We're talking Monday night. And so that is just, to me, a very big disadvantage for the team that ultimately wins that Monday night game. Even if they play a team that played on Sunday, they're still playing a team that has an extra day of rest and is getting ready for the next game while they're still getting ready for their first game. And in the postseason in the NFL, where it's a single elimination, yeah, I'm with you, Dusty, man. Play these games on Saturday. This Monday night thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, because there's no college football on Saturday. They play Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday's wide open. But yet, and again, I'm just being an impatient a-hole. But, like, we're going to wait until, what, 3:30 for the first game? Like, you're just going to wait and wait. Or you could have that
noon normal
slate where it's noon, 3:30, 7:15. Yeah. Noon, 3:30, 7:15. Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday you're like, all right, now it's like Monday. It's like, oh, we got to wait for one more.
Yeah.
You know, are we going to Pittsburgh? Or is Houston coming to, you know, our area? I don't know. It's just – maybe it's unnecessary griping, but
no, it's legitimate griping, because you start to factor in and really look at what matters, you know, when we talk about sports, money, and that's all that matters. It's not about the product on the field at all. It's about the television dollars and the money that these networks are going to pay for these games. And if somebody offered the NFL $32 million, an extra million a team to have a Tuesday night playoff game, well, by God, the NFL would probably sign up and have you have a Tuesday night playoff game, because that's what it's all about. I think sometimes, unfortunately, we as sports fans get lost and think that, oh, what matters should be the on the field stuff. And it should. Having a 2-day advantage in the postseason over an opponent is blasphemy. It's really ridiculous that the NFL allows that.
Somebody in the text line says, I'm with you guys. Monday night sucks. We did play quite a few of Saturday playoff games, though.
Yeah.
And then it says, we got a thanks, coach. They did say thanks, coach.
Okay.
Both teams that will win still have the same amount of days of rest when it comes to their next game. Thanks, coach. And then someone just says, the NFL is just greedy.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know.
Yep.
To me, it's just like a lackluster, right? To me, the Monday night game on the NFL playoff schedule seems like when you were a kid, if you ever went to like a lake house or something like that, and your dad's like, we're gonna hang out and then we'll leave at 4. You're like, dad, it's 3.5 hour drive home. I'd rather get up and go. I don't want to linger out and wait. Like, I don't want to drive back in wet swim trunks. I don't want to have the weekend's done.
It's done.
Like, we don't need to wait until Monday night. Yep. But again, here we are. Speaking of advantages of having time, the Chiefs have a lot of time to really kind of get down on this draft. As we heard Spags say it earlier this past couple of weeks, they're going to have more time to kind of evaluate and look at things. And what is the plan for the Kansas City Chiefs going into the offseason, offense, defense, whatever it may be?
But let me ask you something real fast. Do you think they need a kicker?
I think
because you said offense, defense, and I immediately wanted to go special teams, and that's why I thought
it's not in the top five massive needs for me. But I do believe in in-house competition, and mm-hmm. I think Harrison Butker has had that comfortability, and also age is undefeated, yep. and eventually it's going to find its way into it. But if I'm being honest, I saw what happened with Baltimore, and I think I still trust Harrison Butker to kick a ball through the uprights in a playoff game that matters.
Yeah, I think I do too.
But I don't think that's where their top, six needs are in the offseason.
No, I don't think so either, but I was just wondering.
I think it's D-line, like, running back, wide receiver, offensive line, maybe an option later on in the draft.
Yeah. Linebacker, secondary. Yeah, secondary. We just named every position group on the field. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, guys, there are a lot of holes on this team right now. And I was talking to some folks over the break about what the offseason plan is going to be. And here's what I kind of gathered, from the information I was given about what their offseason plan is going to be. I'm just going to give it to you. You can agree with it. You can disagree with it. However you guys want to do it, don't shoot the messenger, type of things. But pre-draft, I'm told that this organization wants to get a running back, two defensive tackles, and a defensive end. Now, the problem is with the defensive tackles, from what I understand from the talent evaluators of the world, this isn't me, this is what I'm just regurgitating, they don't feel there's a lot of great talent in a free agent market for defensive tackles, so they're going to have to get creative in that market for a defensive tackle. There is going to be a lot of roster movement going on for the Kansas City Chiefs. So before the draft even starts, they want to have their running back in place, they want to have two more defensive tackles and a defensive end in place. I mean, that's a big haul in quote-unquote free agency / the trade market. That's your window of opportunity, basically, that starts on March 15th and goes to, March 17th. When it's all, said and done. In baseball, it would go until, opening day. But in the NFL, that's the hit it and quit it quite, type stuff. So they want to go out there and they want to really hit it hard in free agency and in the trade market with those positions. And I think those are positions that you need to hit hard in the trade market / free agency period. Everybody knows the running back is a major need here in Kansas City. We've got to get that running back here in KC, and they do need more help along the defensive line. I don't know what you guys thought about the defensive line this year, but to me, that thing looked old, it looked tired, it looked slow, it was a step short every single time until like the last game of the year when Chris Jones found an extra gear and got some sacks, in that game against the Oakland Raiders. Now,
we had a defensive line this year?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I don't know. I really don't know.
Gelati was a stud.
He played good at the end.
Gelati was okay until he got hurt.
He got hurt. We didn't allow those guys to really get enough playing time. Obviously, Norman Lear with the injury, you can't factor that in. But Ashton Gelati should have been playing a hell of a lot more. Mm-hmm. So the running back position, they feel, should be an easy fix. There's going to be plenty of running backs out there. I think a lot of guys, understand what this offense can be. It's still Kansas City. It's still Patrick Mahomes. It's still Andy Reid. You probably want to come here and play. Jalen Moore is going to be your starting right tackle next year. They've got plans for Jalen Moore being your, you guys good with that?
Yeah,
I'm good
with
that, right? You feel good with that?
Sounds
right?
Awesome.
Yeah, I feel pretty good with that.
I have no issues with the O-line.
I don't either, but I mean, something wasn't right. Okay. I don't know if that's just the quarterback bailing early or the continuity never got there, but you're kind of with
tackle,
me.
Missed five games.
Yeah. Like, it was just, there was something, like, if everybody's healthy and good to go, it should be good, but it still felt like there was something not right about that offensive line. I, I don't know. That's just the way I felt.
I think our offensive line is overrated.
I don't disagree with you.
I think it's
really
fine.
Don't.
I don't think it's a top five offensive line in the league.
I think that's a great
point. For
the
money that is invested in that offensive line, it should be better.
I agree.
That's just my personal opinion.
I don't
opinion.
Think you've seen it. Anyone has seen it at its full potential. So I don't think we can really overrate it or underrate it. We haven't seen it. You saw it for a few weeks with a rookie left tackle who was just getting the hang of it, a guy who had never played left guard. They had never played together, all five of these guys, which we know that takes weeks, months to even really
Years.
Figure that out. Gel. It takes a couple months to really gel and figure that out. And then, of course, guys missing time, injuries, all that stuff. I'm not worried about the offensive line.
Okay, and then you look at the draft. They think there's good depth at wide receiver, good depth at offensive line, good depth at linebacker, and good depth at safety, too. And I know that's not like a sexy position for a lot of people, but the safety position, for whatever reason, is kind of popping, you know, when you start to look at mock drafts. And Bleacher Report had this kid from Ohio State, Clive Davis or something like that, you know. as the guy. And not
Hell
only
yes.
did they say he's the best defensive safety, Bleacher Report said he may be the best player in the draft. And they had him mocked to the Chiefs at number 9. If you can get a guy that's not only the best at his position, but arguably the best player in the draft at number 9, that's a hell of a spot. And yes, the Chiefs will be able to get one of those top picks at number 9. They think they're in very good position right now to get a guy that they want at number 9. Because you know at least two quarterbacks are going to go ahead of them.
One for sure, depending on what Dante Moore does.
Right, yeah.
As we heard, again, that's just McShay talking about, how he doesn't want to go to the Jets. The guy that I want, that I think solves a lot of your problems, is Reuben Bain out of Miami. I think he's going to go higher than 9. I think he might be a top 5 pick, might be the 5th overall pick. But Reuben Bain, watch him play when Miami plays against Ole Miss. Watch that guy play.
Yeah, he's really good.
6'3", 270 edge rusher. You want that red ass, you want that badass on the edge, go watch Reuben Bain play for
I've
Miami.
I've seen him mock to the Chiefs a couple of times, too.
I'd be satisfied.
I've also seen him mock to the Titans. I've seen him mock to the Giants. I've seen him mock to almost every team in the top 5.
Reuben Bain's with Burns and Abdul Carter.
Yeah, that'd be nuts. They don't need to do that.
You don't need to, but you know what?
You could.
If you could, and
Philadelphia
you should,
did it. How's
that's
it working
exactly
out there?
Right. That's exactly. You got a position that is this close to being dynamic, and you can make it. You can truly make that position dynamic. I think you go and do that. You're right. The Philadelphia thing, or the Legion of Zoom up in in Seattle when it was running in its heyday, or teams that stack offensive
Legion
weapons like the Chiefs did for a while. You want to go to one of those teams. Yeah, I think that would be a good pick by the Giants.
Give me David Bailey out of Texas Tech, same position as Bain.
Not mad about it.
20 pounds lighter.
I want an edge rusher. I don't want anything else. I think you can go find your core players that are skill players in free agency, and if you want Clark to open the checkbook and spend money, I think if you want something that is secure, you go find a free agent wide receiver and you find a free agent running back. You've said Breece Hall. There will be receivers that will be free agents. And then you go build your draft on guys that seem to kind of figure it out in the league that are drafted that high and DNs and defensive tackles.
Yeah, you got to go defensive end in this draft, I think.
Please.
I should say that, but what if Bailey and what's his name from Miami are taken before number 9? Then you don't want to reach, and that's the problem people get into, is like, we've got to have a defensive end, and then you're picking 9, and you've got the best possible player on the board at safety, or you've got the third best defensive end on the board. You've got to take the best player.
If you had a serious defensive line on this year's Kansas City Chiefs team, they would have started out 8-0. They'd have probably won that Chargers game. They'd have won that Philadelphia game. They would have won that Jacksonville game. And then they would have been going into week 9 as 8-0 because they would have had a defensive line presence.
And I think that's also why they want to address that in free agency more than anything, or via trades. I think we're going to see trades, guys. I think we're going to see a lot of movement, on this roster. And I think there's going to be at least one big trade that has everybody going, oh my, that was huge. And the Chiefs were involved. And maybe it's Myles Garrett. Maybe it's not. If I'm Myles Garrett, I'm saying, I'm out, man. I'm done. I don't care who my next head coach is. I don't want to be in this Cleveland, filth pit anymore. I got to get the hell out of here.
Can ask Binkley tomorrow.
We will. And we will dive in with Dana Hughes one more time. Will his phone work? We'll find out next year on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary.
But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.